Okay, round two. Name something that's not boring.
A laundry? Ooh, a book club. Computer solitaire, huh?
Ah, oh, sorry. We were looking for Chumba Casino.
That's right. Chumbacasino.com has over 100 casino-style games. Join today and play for free for your chance to redeem some serious prizes.
Chumbacasino.com. No purchase necessary. Void where prohibited by law. 18 plus. Terms and conditions apply. See website for details.
Good morning and welcome to another edition of Play Me or Fate Me. And thank you for joining us as always. Well, if they would have stopped playing sports after the first set of games of the National Football League, I would have been much happier this morning. We would have had a winning day. We would have had a winning week. But no, everything after 3 o'clock yesterday went the wrong way for us. We end up losing for the day and we have a losing week. We lose $406.20 for the week. We're still up month to date, but yeah, we don't feel as good as we did a couple days ago. That's for sure. But let's kind of recap what we did for the week and what lessons we can learn from our losses. Prop bets, it was good for us. We go 3-0. We hit on three QB numbers, all under the number. So prop bets in the NFL, that was good. PGA golf, we only had one play. Corey Connors, we cashed that ticket. So now we're 7-3 on the PGA Tour since the new season started. NBA, we limp in with two straight losses, but we won the first five to start the week. So we go 5-2 and make some cash on the NBA. NHL on the frozen pond, well, we go 3-4, but they're all plus side plays. So we actually cash $115 to the positive. College basketball, we go 26-23. We did have one dreadful day, but we had 6 days where we go 4-3. So 6 of 7 days in college basketball, we made money. We're just grinding it out, though. We didn't have any great day. We just were a grinder. So we got $63 in profit on college basketball after the juice. So profitable, but not where we want it to be. College football system plays go 1-1. We hit on Clemson, missed on Kansas State, so we lose the juice there. National Football League, when you factor in Monday night and Thursday night, we go 3-6 for the week. Still very disappointing there in the National Football League. That ends a really good stretch for us. Now we're cooling off a little bit, coming down to reality, I guess. College football, 7-9 on Saturday, ends a three-week winning streak in college football. For the week, though, terrible because our Tuesday, Wednesday, Friday, Thursday, they were all bad in college football. We go 8-16 for the week, losing $872.80 in college football. End the season. Can I wave the white flag right now? It has been bad. I can't wait for bowl season. Start, hit the reset button, and kind of look at things anew. And then the NFL system plays. Very rare this happens, but we go 0-2 on the system plays. The Jets had many opportunities against the Dolphins. They just couldn't get it done. So we also lose on the system, but we know historically we're just going to continue to play that. That can stay as cold as it wants because when all the numbers settle, we'll cash on the NFL system play. I'm very confident in that. So that is the week. Once again, losing 406.20. Still up for the month. Still staying positive. Not too high, not too low. We're not going to chase money or do anything crazy. We'll go at it again this week. A quick recap. In the National Football League, the favorites, well, they broke even this week. They go 7-7 against the number. So the dogs year to date are cashing at a 56% mark. Away teams, what a week for the away teams. They go 11-3 against the spread. Away teams now are cashing at 59% for the year. So once again, home teams are struggling. And unfortunately, I bought into that last week. Unders, 9 unders this past week, only 5 overs. So right now the unders are cashing at 55% so far this season. So that's kind of a quick recap of where things stand in the National Football League. Now let's get to our game tonight. It is the Giants and the Buccaneers, and we're going to play the under 50. The Giants are 5-3-1 to the under this year. Last three have gone under the total with totals of 39, 37, and 28. Meanwhile, the Buccaneers, they're 5-4 to the over this year. They scare me, of course, because we know they can score. Three of their last four have gone under the number. They've had totals in their last four games of 48, 63, 41, and 50. The Giants are coming off a win and a bye week. The Bucs are coming off back-to-back losses on the road. Tom Brady still doesn't have all of his tools available. I expect to see a little more commitment to the run this week for both teams. So the under 50 is our play between the Giants and the Buccaneers. Next up on the NBA hardwood, we're going to play Oklahoma City and Atlanta under the 212. So the Hawks are 12-4 to the under this year. Last time out, they lost at Boston 111-105, going over the total. Meanwhile, the Hawks are 10-7 to the under so far this season. They beat Charlotte 115-105, staying under the number earlier this week. So five of the last six games have gone under for the Hawks, and the Thunder have been good to the under all year long. So we're going to roll the dice again tonight with the Thunder and the Hawks going under the 212. Next up on the Frozen Pond, we're going to play Winnipeg -1.5 over Pittsburgh at a +205. The Jets are 9-4-4 so far this season. Really good home team, though. They're 7-1-1 at home. They've outscored their opponents so far 54-45 this year. Last time out for them, they lost at Vancouver 3-2. Meanwhile, the Penguins, 7-6-4 this season, 3-2-2 on the road. They've scored 51 this year. They've given up 51 this year. Last time out for them, they won at Toronto 2-0 on Saturday. So the Jets have been money at home this year. They have back-to-back losses. So that should give them a little extra fire in the belly tonight. I'm going to take the Jets -1.5 at a +205 over the Penguins. Next up, we go to college basketball. Seven games on the docket. And once again, you have tournament time now. It's feast week. So be very careful if you want to get these plays in. Get them in early because some of these tip times are really early. We're going to lead off with Arkansas -8.5 over Kansas State. This game is in Kansas City, so advantage to the Wildcats there. Arkansas is 3-0 so far this season. Their best win was against a healthy Northern Iowa team by 13. The Razorbacks will score, and I expect them to have that spurt ability to pull away from K-State tonight. So I'm going to lay the 8.5 with the Razorbacks over the Wildcats. Game number two, Kent State -2 over James Madison. So JMU is off to a great start this year. They're 3-0 straight up and against the spread. Last game was a three-point win over George Mason. Kent State, meanwhile, 1-1 with a 14-point loss at Xavier this season. Kent State is a solid team in the MAC with lots of senior leadership. So I'm going to lay the 2 in Naples today with the Golden Flashes over James Madison. Next up on the card, we're going to play Oakland +4 over Vermont. So the Oakland bandwagon quickly thinned out after that 27-point loss at Alabama. But guess what? I still remain on the bandwagon. This team beat Toledo by 21. They won at Oklahoma State by 1. And they lost a hard-fought game at West Virginia by 7. Vermont is a solid team, but I'm sticking with my Golden Grizzlies. Getting the 4, it's Oakland +4 over Vermont. Next up on the docket, we're going to play Tulane -1 over Drexel. So this is year number 3 for Ron Hunter as the head coach of Tulane. I think the rebuild is getting closer. That 5-point loss at Florida State last week highlights that, in my opinion. Now, they've had a dud performance against Southern, so I understand that. Drexel is also coming off a nice 1-point win at St. Joe's. But the Green Wave are a tough team to match up against. They play in the American Conference. I like Ron Hunter as a coach. I'm going to lay the 1 with Tulane over Drexel tonight. Next up, it is Providence and Northwestern, and we're going to play the Friars +2.5. Northwestern, 4-0 this year. Their tightest spread, though, was 19 points against High Point. That tells you it's been cupcake city for them. Meanwhile, Providence is 4-0 with a nice win at Wisconsin already on the resume. So I'm going to take the Friars on the neutral court +2.5 over Northwestern. Next up, we're going to play St. Mary's +2 over Notre Dame. So the Gaels are 4-0 this season. Soft schedule so far. They've been favored by double digits in all games. Notre Dame is 2-0. They've been favored by 20 or more in each of their two games. So tonight we're going to learn about both of these teams. It's a late tip in Vegas, so that favors St. Mary's. I'm going to play the Gaels +2 over the Irish. Then your final game on the card, Santa Clara +1.5 over TCU. So the Broncos are 4-0 with upset wins over Nevada and Stanford on the resume so far this year. TCU is 3-0 in games that they're all a double-digit favor in. So I'll take the battle-tested Broncos in San Juan today, +1.5 over TCU. So let's recap your Monday card. In the NFL, we're on the Giants and the Bucks under the 50. In the NBA, we like the Thunder and the Hawks under the 212. NHL on the Frozen Pond, we're on Winnipeg -1.5 at a +205 over Pittsburgh. College basketball, we like Arkansas -8.5 over Kansas State. Kent State -2.5 over James Madison. Oakland +4 over Vermont. Tulane -1 over Drexel. Providence plus 2.5 over Northwestern, St. Mary's plus 2 over Notre Dame, and Santa Clara plus 1.5 over TCU. As always, thank you for joining us. And remember, manage that bankroll. Don't chase money. Have fun, and let's cash some tickets together. Good luck, everyone.
Hello, it is Ryan, and I was on a flight the other day playing one of my favorite social spin slot games on ChumbaCasino.com. I looked over the person sitting next to me, and you know what they were doing? They were also playing Chumba Casino. Coincidence? I think not. Everybody's loving having fun with it. Chumba Casino is home to hundreds of casino-style games that you can play for free anytime, anywhere, even at 30,000 feet. So sign up now at ChumbaCasino.com to claim your free welcome bonus. That's ChumbaCasino.com and live the Chumba life.
No purchase necessary. VGW. Void where prohibited by law. See terms and conditions. 18 plus.